Today's Daf Shavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Aleha Shalom. It begins in the Oz of Hadar edition on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis with the Gemara following the Mishnah. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, and the Gemara is going back on the first line of our Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Birich ala Yayin Shalifnei Hamazayin, Patr Sayayin Shalachar Hamazayin. That if he made a bracha of Boyer Pri Agafen on the wine before the meal, that frees the wine that he will drink after the mazon. After the mazon means after the meal. One could think it means birchas hamazon. But if we look in the Charedim, all the way at the bottom, the second last line, v'hod isnan, says the Charedim, potter seyayin shalachar hamazon, hainu yayin sheshoysim achar hamazon. That's the wine that they drink after the meal. Vadayin loy birchu birchas hamazon. They still have not yet benched. They have not said the birchas hamazon. Vehu hanikra yayin shalachar hamazon. This is what the Mishnah is referring to when it speaks about wine after the mazon. Don't make a mistake, says the Charedim, and think that they're referring to the birchas hamazon. Avol borchu birchas hamazon loy nifter. The Kratom here is quoting the Rush in the name of the Ravid, and the Rush says that if somebody made a bracha on wine before the meal and he wants it to be yotzei, the wine that he's going to drink after benching, then it makes no difference whether it's during the week or it's on Shabbos, as we're soon going to see, that wine before a meal patters wine after the meal on Shabbos and Yontif, because a person is kaveya his suda on wine on Shabbos and Yontif. In the weekday, not. However, if you're talking about after benching, after birchas hamazon, there, the Charedim says it doesn't make a difference whether it's Chol or Shabbos. Certainly, the wine before will not pater the wine after benching. Begins the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, Loi Taninin. We didn't learn in our Mishnah, Ella birich ala yayin shelifnei hamazon, patur se yayin shelachar hamazon. It's only the wine that's drunk before the meal that paters the wine that's drunk after the meal. But avalim birich ala yayin shebetoy hamazon, but if he drank wine during the meal and he made a brach on that wine, loy patur es a yayin shelachar hamazon, then he does not free the wine that is drunk after the suda, explains the Charedim. In the left-hand column, in the middle of the Amid, where the Gemara starts, Amar of Chizda Loishan al Birch, the wine before the meal they enjoyed drinking the wine, the same after the meal. So one bracha on the wine before can pater the wine after. Avol yayin shebetoy hamazon, and the wine that's drunk in the middle of the suda, that is only for digestion purposes, so that the food that he's drinking can digest properly. They only were used to drink a little bit during the meal. So that cannot free the bracha from the wine that's drunk after the suda, which is drunk for pleasure of drinking. Kach mefurish bebavli. So it says in the Bavli, in brachas daf mem beis on beis. Because for atoisvus, the pshita, the yayin shalifnei hamazon, the chashiv, the havil lishtois, patresh shebetoy hamazon, the loy chashiv. So it comes out, says Toisvus, that what about in the reverse? The reverse of what the Gemara is saying. Not that the wine in the meal should pater the wine after the meal. That won't work because the wine in the meal is not chashiv. It's only to digest. He only drinks a little bit. That cannot free the wine that's drunk after the meal for pleasure. But the opposite, says Tosfos, is the wine before the meal, which is drunk for pleasure. That certainly will pater the wine that is drunk during the meal, which is only for digestion purposes. Continues the Gemara. Tama and Amrin there in Bavel, they said the following, and in fact it is a Gemara in the Bavli on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis in Brachas. They said Hafil Birch Alayin Shel Lifnei Hamazon Loi Potter Es Hayayin Shel Achar Hamazon. It does not free the wine that is drunk after the Suda. Vatanina asked the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah Birch Alayin Shel Lifnei Hamazon Potter Es Hayayin Shel Achar Hamazon. So we have a contradiction. Let us look first in the Charedim. Divri Amaskel, Taman Amrin, and there we say around eight lines after it gets wide. Taman Amrin Bavli, Vichain Loshna Bavli, Loshna, Lubishab Bosses Vyom Toivim. Oi Besuda Shaichel Adam Bishosh Yotzim and Amerchats, Sharam Kavea Sudas Alayayin. Aval Bishar Suda is Choyol, Afilu Shalifna Mazen, Lai Potter Eshalachar Mazen. Umivorech Alkol. So the Bavli says that this halacha that the Mishnah says that the wine before the mazon patters the wine after the mazon, that's only said on Shabbos and Yontif, because a person is kaveya his suda on wine. Or if a person went to a bathhouse, he went to the Shvitz, and he needs more strength, so there their custom was to drink wine because that would give him strength. But in a regular suda of choyol, the bracha made on the wine before the mazon will not free the bracha on the wine that is drunk after the suda, and he has to make a bracha on each kais. Upirish Rashi continues the chredim. Lo yishan the yain shlof the mazon prior to shlof achar mazon al b'shabbos v'yom tovim the daitoy leishiv achar mazon lishleis, because then he's kaveya his suda on wine, and he has in mind that I'm going to drink wine after the suda. V'chi baruch b'reish adai t'dachi baruch. When he made a bracha at the beginning before the suda on wine, he had in mind, I'm going to drink the wine after the suda. However, if it's a regular weekday, so then he has to make a bracha. Al kol kais for kais, explains Rashi there in brachas. The havi kenimlach umaschel b'shtia b'chol chad v'chad. It's as if he forgot about, he changed his mind. He was only going to drink before the meal, and then now he decides, you know what, let me have a drink after the meal. But he didn't have that das in the beginning of the meal. By Shabbos and Yom Tov he does. In the weekday when he comes out of a base on Merchatz, then he does have in mind to drink after the Suda. But in a regular weekday he does not. And therefore, if he does drink after the Suda, he had a change of mind. And therefore, in such a case, when you change your mind, you didn't want to drink after the meal, and now you decide you will drink, you have to make a bracha on every kais. Let us go now back to the Gemara, which wants to answer the stira. In the Bavli, it says, if you made a bracha before, you do not putter the wine that's drunk after the suda, and you have to make a new bracha. Here in the Mishnah, we have that it does putter. What's the answer to the stira? So we have two answers here in the Yerushalmi. Rav Huna of Rabbi Shuman Levi, Chad Omar Kahadin Deshasi Kun Ditun. So one says this is a case where a person drank a special enriched wine, which was called Kun Ditun, and it had in it, as we'll see in the Charedim, honey and peppers. Let us see the Charedim. Bahadin Deshasi Kun Ditun, Yain Bepalpulin, Udvash Shekoran Kaliria. The ain derech lishtois kunditin ella usher gadol, only a very rich man. Shekol yamei achoyel a love kishabbos is l'sharam, because to him the weekday is like Shabbos, because he drinks this rich wine, and he has in mind when he's making a bracha at the beginning of the suda, it will potter this wine that he's going to drink at the end of the suda. Kol sudasai kaveh alayin. Every suda that he drinks, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's the weekday, he's kaveh on wine. So that's the answer. A regular person, it will not potter during the weekday. Shabbos and Yom Tov, yes. But by a rich man, even the weekday by him is like Shabbos and Yom Tov when he drinks the special kunditin wine. And continues the Gemara, v'charnam, or the other one, we don't know who said what, whether it was Rav Huna said kunditin or whether Rabbi Shuman Levi said kunditin. But whoever was the first one, the other one said a different teretz. Ka'adein deshasi chamar baser bilni. It's like those who drink wine after the bathhouse. That the Charedim already brought down from the Bavli. When they leave the Merchatz, then they have a minig that they drink wine. They drink wine after the Suda. So the bracha before the Suda will potter the wine after the Suda. Let us see the Charedim. Baser bilni. Acher Yitzim and Amerchas, Kosovo Rosh, B'Shem Arrived, This whole discussion that we've had now in the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, this is only when wine was not prevalent amongst them. But where wine is in abundance, like in our places where we live in Europe, where the Rosh was quoting the Ravid, Ein Hefrish Bein Shabbos Limay Sechol. There makes no difference whether it's Shabbos or weekday. And the last part of the Chredim we have seen before. So it comes out from the Gemara and from the Chredim, plus an additional teretz that we find in the Bavli that says after the Beis HaMerchetz, you're kaveh your suit on wine. They also say after Hakozas Dam, bloodletting, you're kaveh your suit on wine. So it comes out that we have five different scenarios where a person would make a bracha on the wine before the suda, that would pater the wine after the suda. They are Shabbos and Yontiv, as the Chredim brought down for the Gemara in the Bavli brachas. Also, as our Gemara said, by an usher, he's always kaveya his suda, even in the weekday, on wine, on this expensive wine konditin. Then our Gemara said, if you go out of the bathhouse and you need extra strength, you're also kaveya your suda on wine. So again, the bracha before will pater the wine that is drunk after the suda. And we had another teretz in the Bavli, if you do Hakazas Dam, bloodletting. And finally, the Charedim brought down from the Rosh in the name of the Ravid, that this whole discussion is only in places where wine was not matzli, it was not common to have wine. So then the poor person only drank it on Shabbos and Yontiv, or after bloodletting, or after coming out from a Merchatz. But, says the Rosh in the name of the Ravid, in our countries where wine is prevalent, then whether you're rich or poor, whether it's weekday or whether it's Shabbos, everyone is always keveya his suda on wine, and therefore, in our places, the bracha of Bar Priya Goffin before the suda on that wine will pater the wine that is drunk after the suda. However, as the Rosh concluded in the name of the Ravid, this will not include the bracha after Birchas HaMazon. There, whether it's Shabbos or Chol, rich or poor, the person is not kaveya to drink wine after benching, and therefore the person would have to make a new bracha on the wine that is drunk after benching. We are now ready to begin Daf Samar Zayin Amid Aleph at the top, and our sugi now will discuss the concept of Pas Habo B'Kisnin. And this Kisnin bread is brought down in the Bavli as well, and in the Rishonim we have three opinions exactly what Pas Habo B'Kisnin is. We have Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rav Haigoin. Rashi Shita is that their minig was after they finished the meal, they would eat toasted grain. It had a health benefit. It was good for the heart. And this grain would be accompanied with pastries, and these pastries were kneaded with spices, walnuts, and almonds. And therefore, it was called Pas Habo B'Kisnin, bread that comes with toasted grain. So it is either a sweet or a spicy pastry, according to Rashi. The Rabbeinu Chananel, which the Rabbeinu Yoina brings down, says that the word Kisnin comes from the word pockets. Dough was kneaded in the form of pockets. Perhaps an idea of this would be Hamantaschen or a Danish, where the pockets were filled with almonds, honey, or other sweets, and then they were baked. So Pas Habo B'Kisnin, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, means bread that comes in the form of filled pockets. In other words, filled pastry. Rav Haigoin, on the other hand, brought down by the Oruch, says that Kisnin means hard, dry bread. It's a crisp pastry. In fact, the Sfardim consider matzah during the entire year to be Pas Habo B'Kisnin, and the bracha Pas Habo B'Kisnin is mizonos, and they make a mizonos of matzah whole year. Pesach, because of the cheshivas of matzah on Pesach, then it turns into a hamaitzi lechem menorah. But a whole year round, the Sfardim treat it as pastries, and they make a bar minim mizonos on this hard, dry bread. This would be according to Rav Haigoin, who says that is the pshat in Pasa Bo B'Kisnin, and let us now see what our Gemara paskins concerning the brachas of Pas Habo B'Kisnin. Based on the Agdoma that we just gave about Pas Habo B'Kisnin, let us begin the Gemara on the top of the Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Rav Chelboy said it b'shem Rav Huna, who said it b'shem Rav b'shem, who said in the name of Rav Chia Ruba, the great Rav Chia, Pas Habo B'Kisnin. This kind of special kisnin bread, which we gave three different explanations in what this kind of pastries are. So the din is achra mazon, if one ate these pastries after the meal, to una bracha lefaneh ulachreha. So Rav Chia Ruba's shita was that you have to make a bracha both before and after. Before is not such a chiddush, because as we'll see in the Chredim in the name of the Rajba, this really we can be medayik from our Mishnah. The chiddush is that Rav Chia Ruba said that not only do you have to make a bracha on these pastries before, you have to make a bracha afterwards. In other words, you're not yotzei with the benching that you're going to make after the entire meal. Let us see the Rajba, which the Haredim quotes. This is the seventh short line on the right-hand column. Begins the Haredim. The time of the meal. So the reason is as follows. Mishum de parperes havye pas. This Pas Habo B'Kisnin is an appetizer or a dessert. It's the main idea is that it's not the main part of the meal. It's not the meat and the potatoes on the meal. It's not the bread that you're kaveh suda on. It's an addition, continues the Haredim. Ve'ilu kavale suda, if he was kaveh suda on these different types of Pas Habo B'Kisnin, oy de ochel mine kedei shachem kov malav suda, or he ate enough that other people would be kaveh suda on the amount that he ate of these pastries, then mevorchel hamoitzi ugimel brachas. Then he would make a bracha of hamoitzi before eating, and he would bench afterwards. So they are a type of bread where it's possible to make hamoitzi before and benching afterwards. Vehilkach kol shebo b'toich suda. If you would eat these pastries in the suda, in the middle of the suda, dinhu sheyifter oisa birchas hapas. Then the bracha over bread would pater them. Avol imbol acher suda, tuna bracha lefaneh. But if it comes after the suda, then you need a bracha before. You'll have to make a mezonis. Mishum delav lemezen asya. Why are you eating it after the suda? The answer is, it's not the main staple of the meal. It's not coming to satiate a person. It's not the main mazon of the person. Ella lekinuch suda. It's only coming after the meal. It's a parperes. It's an addition to the suda, which is now a dessert. And how do we see that the bread does not potter the mezoinus that comes after one stops eating bread? We see it from the Mishnah. Diktani, it said in the Mishnah, that if you made a bracha on the appetizer, you can be yaitze the bracha shelifoneo on the dessert that comes after the meal. The alma we see from this that pas loy pater parper shelachar mazon, that the bread itself would not pater the dessert after the completion of the suda before benching. The e isya, because if in fact the bread would pater lomali parper shelifnei mazon lemiftari, why do I need the appetizer before the meal to pater the dessert after the meal? Tepig lemishum pas. Why don't you say that you're pater from a bracha lefaneo because of the pas? The answer is the pas would not pater because it's not part of the suda. You're eating these pastries after the suda. So if you would have eaten the pastries in the suda, they would have been pater. But you ate it afterwards, it doesn't pater. However, the appetizer that you eat before the meal, that could pater the bracha on the dessert after the meal, but not the bread. And let us skip a few lines now. Ad kan l'shanei Rashba. We're in the first of the medium-wide lines. So this is, first of all, how the Rashba explains why a bracha is necessary before And he shows a proof from our Mishnah that the Hamoitzi would not patur the bracha before on desserts that are eaten after the bread is over, after that part of the suit is over. The kus of oid. And then the Rajba adds another very important nakuda. The din zed the la'achra mazon, this din of la'achra mazon, less so hashta, is not negeh bizman hazeh. What's the difference? The bizmanon in the time of the Gemara, who dava misalkin tavla, bigmar sudo. They used to remove the small table. They used to eat like mesubin next to a table, a small table, and that was removed once they finished eating the bread portion of the meal, the main suuda. So they would remove that table. So then we have a concept in the middle of a suda or after the suda when you were masalik, you removed that small table. But the way we eat, even though he may have finished eating the main part of the meal, but as long as he's sitting by a table, so he doesn't have his mind stray away from thinking that I may want to eat another piece of challah, I may want to eat another piece of meat or potatoes, potato kugel or whatever that is on the table. He's still thinking about the meal. So then until benching, whatever he eats is considered part of the main suda. Tosfos says like the Rajba, v'chenkos of a rush. The rush says the same thing. V'roiv ha'poiskin, da'ashta, din, achar suda, kibetach suda. That now, bizman hazeh, when we consider in our mind that we're still part of the suda, until benching. So everything that you eat, even desserts, are considered part of the suda, and therefore, the bread part of the suda will, the hamoitzi will pater from a bracha lefaneha bizman hazeh. But the Gemara is talking the time when they were masalek the table and then they would just eat various desserts or fruit after that portion of the meal where there was no longer any table there. So in the times of the Gemara, they were masalek their das from the main suda. And therefore, you have to make a bracha lefaneha, as we see from our Mishnah, because the Hamoitzi will not pater, or else, says the Rajba, what do you have to come on to? Parper shalifni hamazon is patering parper shalachra hamazon. It's pater because of the bread part. The answer is the bread part doesn't help. So when Rav Chia Ruba said that achra hamazon de pasa baba kisin is tuuna bracha, that's not such a big chiddush, as we were medayik it from the Mishnah. Lefaneh is not such a chiddush, but the chiddush is ulachra, that the benching doesn't help. You have to make a separate after bracha on the pastries that you ate. That already is a chiddush, because we might have thought that the benching should pater it. However, Rav Chia Ruba's svar is that if you consider the dessert as separate from the main meal, the main course that was served with bread and meat and potatoes, that main part of the meal, this is separate. So if it's separate, then it cannot be included in any way to what you ate in the suda, whether it's the bracha before, whether it's the bracha after, and therefore you mechuyev to make a new bracha lefonav and ula achrav, both before the dessert and after the dessert, according to the sheet of Rav Chia Ruba. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ami, Rav Yochanan Polig. So Rav Ami said that Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav Chia Ruba, and we are not sure exactly in what point he disagrees. Amar Rav Mon l'Rav Chiski, Rav Mon said Rav Chiski, but mehu de Polig. In which prat of what Rav Chia Ruba said is Rav Yochanan arguing? Perhaps we could say kisha ochel me oisoi hamin b'emsa hamazon. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan is only arguing that if someone ate pasa baba kisnin in the suda, then he disagrees with Rav Chia Ruba. Rav Chia Ruba says that he still has to make a bracha lefaneh and a bracha l'acharei on the pasa baba kisnin, which comes after the mazon. On that, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. And Rabbi Yochanan says that since he's potter from pasa baba kisnin during the meal, as we said in the Mishnah, birich al pas potter es a parperes, that pas potters parperes that's eaten during the meal. So Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that the papyrus that you eat after the meal, that's considered a part of the papyrus that's eaten during the meal. And just like the papyrus during a meal is potter from a bracha rishon and a bracha achorina, so too, the papyrus after the meal that's considered a part of the papyrus during the meal is potter from a bracha lefana and a bracha lachorina. On that, Rav Chiruba disagrees and says that the papyrus that's eaten after the meal is considered its own identity, has nothing to do with the meal, and therefore it requires bracha lefana ulachorina. But what would be if a person did not eat any possible kissing during the meal, then perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would agree entirely to Rabbi Chiruba that a bracha lefana and a bracha lachorina is required. That is what Rav Mana said to Rabbi Chizkia. Maybe he's only arguing when he had already eaten possible kissing during the meal. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chizkia responded to Rav Mana, no, afilu loy ochel mi'oisar min b'emtza ha-mozoin, that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Rav Chia Ruba, even if he did not eat possible kissing during the meal, because, and we are now following the pshat of the Rashba, the Chredim who quoted the Rashba, for some reason goes into a different pshat in this part of the Gemara. However, we are following the Rashba, which we mentioned in Rav Chia Ruba, the way he understands the whole Shakal V'Tarya here in what Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with Rav Chia Ruba. So the Rashba says that Rav Chizkia responded to Rav Mana that he's even arguing when he did not eat the Pasuk B'Kisnan during the meal. He only ate the Pasuk B'Kisnan after the meal. And he's moide, as we see, we had a deek from our Mishnah, that it's only the parperes lifnei amazon, the pater the parperes l'achar amazon, but pas would not pater the parperes l'achar amazon. So he's moide that a bracha rishon is required, but what he's arguing is on the bracha achroina. He holds that the benching that comes later, that's as good as alamichia. If alamichia is what normally you would make on pastries after the meal, so benching should patter it for sure. On that, there's the machlokes with Rav Chia Ruba. Rav Chia Ruba holds no, that since these pasuk b'kisnan require its own bar minim zayin bracha rishayna, so it will not be exempt with the birchas hamazon. It will require its own bracha achorin main shalosh alamichya. And that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chia Ruba, whether benching works as good as alamichya or whether no, you can only have alamichya. So that's what Rabbi Chizkia told Rav Mana, that the machlokes is where the person did not eat pasuk b'kisnan during the meal, he only ate it after the meal. Continues the Gemara to bring someone who agreed with Rav Chizkia. Also, Rav Chagi, b'shem Rav Zeira, Rav Chagi came and he said over the name Rav Zeira, filu loy ochel mo'isi amin b'emtza amazin, that Rav Yochanan held that you don't make a bracha achroina of ala michya, even if he had not eaten the pasuk b'kisnan b'tocha suda, he only ate it after the suda, because Rav Yochanan's shita is that the birchas amazin will pater the pastries, although you're going to have to make a bracha rishayna, as we saw from our Mishnah, but you don't have to make an alamichya because the benching will patter it. Amar Rav Chanina, said Rav Chanina, Bar Sisi, and if you look in the Charedim, the first wide line, Amar Rav Chanina, Levi Bar Sisi. He also not only adds the word Levi, but he changes the text of Sisi. Here in the Gemara, we have two yuds at the end, and the Charedim only has Samach Yud, Samach Yud. So we'll go with the Charedim. Amar Rav Chanina, Levi Bar Sisi, Havan Eland in the Shai. There were those from the Beis Hanasi, from the house of the Nasi, Meshalchenle, they used to send them Niklavosan. What are Niklavosan? So the Charedim, in the second wide line, says, Min Pasababakisnani. It's a type of Pasababakisnan. And according to Rabbi Chia Ruba, if you leave it till after the Suda, you're going to have to make a Mezonius on it. And an Alamichya, according to the Rosh Cirillo, in the bottom of the Amid in the left-hand column, first line, he says that Niklavosan are min tamorim chashuvim ma'oid. There is some type of very chashuvah dates. So what happened? They sent to him to Levi Bar Sissi from the base on Nasiv Avi Shoviklon. He would wait. If he had it, he didn't eat it during the meal, but he waited Basir Mizani after the meal, after they had Mesalik the table, and now he's up to dessert. And he held like Rabbi Chiya Ruba, not like Rabbi Yochanan, Mavar Chaleon, Tchil of Asif. So according to the Charedim, he would make a Mizoinus, and Visoif he would make an Alat Michya. And according to Rashi Rillo, that these were a type of dates, Chashuv dates, he would make an Alat Eitz, Bar Priya Eitz on the beginning, and he would make a Bracha Main Shalish, the Alat Eitz, at the end. The Gemara now relates a story that happened with Rav Huna Negeya to our sugya. Rav Huna Ochal Tomorrow and Impis Itei. Rav Huna ate dates with bread in the middle of the meal. Omer le Rav Chiya Bar Rashi. So Rav Chiya Bar Rashi said to Rav Huna, Polig at al Rabach. Do you disagree with your Rebbe Rav, who said that if pastries or fruit is left after the meal, one makes a bracha lefaneh ulach reo? Why are you eating it during the meal? Shaifkin basur mezainach. You, if you held like your Rebbe Rav, you should leave it for after your meal. And then not only would you make a bracha at the beginning, but you would also make a separate bracha at the end, as Rav paskind at the top of our Amid. Rav B'Shem Rav Chiya Ruba held that Pasuk B'Kisnan Achra Mazim Tuna Bracha Lefaneh Alach Reo. So why didn't you leave it and make a special Bracha Achroina Alamichya before benching on the fruit or on the cake? If you held like Rav, it's Mashmi, you don't hold like your Rebbe Rav. Let us see how the Charedim learns this. The Charedim is at the bottom in the fourth wide line. Polig at al Rabach, v'chi cholik at al Rabach. Are you arguing with your Rebbe? Rav shehu Rabbi shel Rav Huna. This is Rav Huna, who used to eat the tamorim during the meal, and Rav was his Rebbe. So he asked him, are you arguing on your Rebbe Rav? De amar le'il, de pasabo bekistin l'achra mazun tunu bracha l'faneh ulach reo, v'ato cholik de l'achra reo lo boye bracha de mazun hi. You are arguing because you hold that afterwards it doesn't require its own bracha by pastries. You don't have to make an alamichya because it's mazayin, and therefore you can bench. You'll hold, like we said before, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, apparently. V'hu adin l'tamari. Even l'gabe dates, de'inu nami zayni, they're also satiating, k'disim above, like we find in Brachas and Daf, Yud Beis Amid Aleph, u'l'kach l'ikbaratu l'anichan l'achar mazin, de'in revach badover. Because you're not gaining anything. The bracha rishon you have to make anyway. The bracha achroina you're not going to make because you don't hold like Rav. The ikar rabbi sfir lach. If you would hold like your Rebbe Rav, then la rabbi's brachas adif, it's better to be marba with brachas. V'hoyal lach lanich an achra mazen, leave the tmorim until after the meal. Koy dem birchas amazen before benching. V'tarvich, you would gain shetiv orech. Not only would you make a bracha before eating the tamarim, you would have made, in the case of tamarim, an ala eitz afterwards. And that would be consistent with your Rebbe Rav, who says that on pastries you make an ala michya. If you didn't do that, that would indicate that you don't hold like Rav. Now, there's a concept here, which the Charedim is saying, of l'rabois b'brachas adif. It's better to be mar b'brachas and cause yourself to make an ala michya. L'chayrid, this goes against our klal of an iser to make a bracha she'ena tzricha. If I could eat it during the meal and be yotze with benching, why should I save it for after the meal and make a special alamichya? And if someone wants to be ma'ayin in this, he should look in the sefer Evan Oizer on Arachayim Simon Reish Yud Beis, who discusses this issue. Let us go back to the Gemara to see how Rav Huna responded to this question of Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Lei. So Rav Huna answered him, Inin Iker Negisti. These dates, those are my Iker meal. In other words, I only have bread and dates. I'm not waiting till after the meal. I am eating them as part of the meal. Let us see how the Charedim learns. And this, the Charedim now is seven lines from where it gets very wide. Amalei Rav Huna, Inun Iker Negisti. He has a little different, he doesn't have as we have, Inun. He just has Inun Iker Negisti. These are my main part of the meal. Ein li ma lechol ata rak pas utmorim. I only have bread and dates. Da fila betchila ein hadin levarch aleim. Kedisnan kol shu ikir mevarch aleikir upoitres atfela. So this is the Indian of ikir and tuffel. And this is what I'm eating as part of my meal. And therefore, since they're the main part of our meal, I don't even make a bracha on the tchila. I don't even make a bracha rishayna, because the pas is pottering the tafel. Avavadai I hoyoli ikr suda cheres. If I had a different suda to eat, I had meat and potatoes that I'm eating with the bread. So then, of course, I would have left this for after the main meal, and then I would have made a bracha like my Rebbe Rav, bracha rishoyna and bracha achroyna. But don't learn from what I did that I was disagreeing with my Rav. It was only I had a different circumstance that I had nothing else to eat, so I was eating it as part of the main suda, and then I don't even have to make a bracha rishoyna because the bread is the ikur and the tmorim are the tvela, and then the bracha on the main thing patters the tafel. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yossi, Salkin, Lemishtise, the Rabbi Chanina, Ansanya. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yossi went to eat a meal by Rabbi Chanina from Ansanya. Apikumeyun, Pasabobikisan, he brought to them to eat pastries, Lacharamazan, after finishing the main part of the Suda. And this is what our whole Sugi was about, the Machloikis here between Rav in the name of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you make a new bracha achroin of alamichya, or are you yotze with the benching? So Amrin, they said, Nishbaik ulpana, let's leave over what we have learned that it's machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, v'nesin l'lamesnita, and let us decide what to do based on a brisa. Now, why should we leave over machloikis Rav Rabbi Yochanan? Let us see what the Chredim says in the last Chredim on this Amud, divri amaschul nishbaik ulpaya. Naniach mashalamadnu. Let's leave over what we learned that he plucked the Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Iyesh levorchalav b'soifalei. Whether you should make an alamichya or b'yotze with benching. The yesh lestapik. We can have a suffix in what the right hayroah should be. I neimo. Should we say kiklolin? Like we have a klal Rav Rabbi Yochanan alach Rabbi Yochanan. That throughout Shas, whenever you have yimachloikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan alach like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, here you would not make a bracha achroina. You'd be yotze with benching. Oy name, or should we say, kiven damer Rav mishmei de Rabbi Chia? Since Rav said the name of Rabbi Chia, that carries more weight. Ikalameh, but halacha Rabbi Chia, halacha is like Rabbi Chia. Hilkach levaris halacha navei ala brisa. Let's go to the brisa, because in the brisa we're going to see, as we're soon going to see in the Yerushalmi, the pluk to Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yosef Galili and the Rabbanan. This is what the Rajba writes. Let's see the next part of the Gemara. So we understand why they wanted to leave over the Amoraim's Machlaikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, because they didn't know how to be Machorid Alocha. Do you go, as the Rajba says, with the Klal B'chol Hashas, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Alocha, Rabbi Yochanan? Or do you say no? The Alocha is like Rav here because Rav quoted Rabbi Chia. So we don't know what to do. Let's leave over to Machlaikis. And let's learn from a brisa. The Tani, Rabbana, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbana said the name Rabbi Yehuda. Sha Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosef Galili, the name Rabbi Yosef Galili. Pasa Babakis, then Lach Ramazin. Pastries that come after the main part of the meal. To Una Brachlof and Alachra do require Brachlof and Alachra. This is like Rabbi Chia. This is like Rav. Amri, so these two Amaroyim, Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi Yosi, said, Mikivin the Hain Yechidi, since who holds that you have to make a bracha achroina also? Not only a bracha rishon, but also a bracha achroina, a yachin, Rabbi Yosi Galili, Rabbanan, Peligin Olavi, but the Rabbanan disagree, and they hold you don't make a bracha achroina. You're yaitzah with benching. Navid Rabbanan, we have a klal yachin, Rabbanan, Rabbim. The halach is not like Rabbi Yosi Galili, make a bracha lefnei olachra, it's like the Rabbanan. You don't make a bracha lachra, and therefore we will only make a bracha rishayna on the pastries, but we'll be yaitze with the bracha achroina, not with alamichya, we'll be yaitze with benching. And we now turn to Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. On the top, in the brackets, it's quoting the mission that we had on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. These were the enigmatic words of Beis Shammai, and it was the conclusion of the mission where they said, V'af loy maisa kedera, it does not pater even ma'isa gedera, which is porridge. Now let us go back to the words before Beishamay Oimrim Afloi Ma'isa gedera, and there the Mishnah was telling us a klal. Birachal apas pater es haparperis. If somebody makes a bracha on bread, then he frees the peripheral dish. But birachal parperis, if he made a bracha on the peripheral dish, loy pater sapas, he does not pater pas. And then Beishamay said this strange comment, afloy ma'isigadeira. So we have two ways that we're going to find in Yerushalmi now that we can understand the words of Beishamay afloy ma'isigadeira. We can learn it the first way, that it comes to argue on the Tanakhama's last halacha. When the Tanakhama said that a mezoinus bracha on an appetizer does not pater bread from hamoitzi, but that would seem to indicate that a mezoinus on a peripheral dish, an appetizer, would pater porridge, which requires a mezoinus. It doesn't pater pas hamoitzi, but it paters porridge. Beishamay says, no, not only does paperis not pater pas, it doesn't even pater ma'isa kedera porridge, which has the same brocha as paperis of mezoinus. The second way we can understand Beishamay is that they are coming to argue on the Tanakhama's first halacha. The first halacha was that hamoitzi on bread paters a side dish that's served during the meal, and by Kal Vachomer we would extend it to say certainly to pater porridge, which is eaten for mazon sustenance, and it's more basic to the meal than a side dish that's eaten during the meal. So if paskin pater the parperis that's in the meal, certainly can pater ma'isa kedera. Beishamay disagrees completely, and they say that a ma'itzi does not exempt even af ma'isa kedera served during the meal, and it certainly does not exempt a peripheral dish. If it can't exempt porridge, which is sustenance of the meal, so certainly it does not pater the peripheral. We will now see in the Gemara which of these two possibilities in the interpretation of Afloy Ma'isa Kedera the Gemara thinks is the correct one. Begins the Gemara, Amar Marinus for Rabbi Yeshua. Marinus, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, Ahon concerning those, the Achli Grizmi, they Grizmi. The Charedim in the first top line on the left hand column says that Grizmi. Min pasababakizn. It's a type of pastry. The other meforshim say that, the for example, the Pnei Moshe in the first top line on the right hand column. Ahon misha achal grizmi he gar zimsa shehusker balocha del il vehi asuyim harbi mina tafshel. It's made from many different ingredients, things that you cook. And he's referring back to the Gemara that we learned earlier on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Hahi Giriz Masa, that Rabbi Yirmiyah said that you should make a bracha al Tur Musa. And we explained there that this food was eaten either as a snack or as an appetizer or as a dessert. It wasn't the main part of a meal. And the Gemara there on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph is speaking about a kind of grismasa, which could be made of various different kinds of ingredients. And there it was made on this termisa bean, that was the ikker, which, if you remember, they used to have to cook 7 times until it was sweet, until it was edible. And it also contained in it walnuts and dates. And the Gemara there discussed the ikker, the shivasaminim, that was negated, the sugi there on Samach Amid Aleph. Here, the Pnei Moshe says that we are speaking about grizmasa, which has cooked things, and here it'll be speaking about grains. You know, that we'll see from the sugya that both items had a boire mina mezoinus that we are discussing. So it is, according to the Pnei Moshe, the same grismas that we had before, but different ingredients. There it was walnuts and dates and the turmasa bean, and here it's different types of grains. So whether you learn the pshat like the Charedim or like the Pnei Moshe, we're talking about that the grismi or the grismisa, according to Pnei Moshe, the bracha is boire mine mizoinis. But also, the person was going to eat visolus. What is solus? Says the Charedim, soilus, fine flour, mevushel, cooked, shibrachase, nami boire mine mizoinis. That's porridge that the bracha is also boire mine mizoinis. Says Marinus, afal gavdu mevarch al grismasa. And here we see befares like the Pnei Moshe that grismi is grismasa, except as we explained, here it has different ingredients. So even though he makes a bracha on the grismasa, which is bar min mizaynus b'soifo, as the Charedim will explain, at the end when he comes to eat the soilus, the cooked fine flour, loy pater sulta, it doesn't pater the sulta. The mizaynus on the grismasa does not pater the sulta, even though they both are bar min mizaynus. So why can't he make a bracha on the grismasa bar min mizaynus and not have to make any bracha on the sulta? And the Gemara asks, ma, kebeis shamai? Are you telling me that Marinus holds like beis shamai? Because the beis shamai oimrim afloi maisa kedeiro. And as the Charedim will see inside, he's going to explain that our Gemara is going like the pshat, that afloi maisa kedeiro means to go on the last part of the words of the Tanna Kamma. The last halacha of the Tanna Kamma taught us was that a parparis, a periphery dish, does not pater pas, but it would seem from the words of the Tanna Kamma that it paters maisa kedeira, because there both of the brachas are mezoinis, and on that Beis Shammai says, no, not only does parparis, which is a bracha of a mezoinis, not pater pas, which is hamoitzi, but the parparis will not pater afloi maisa kedeira, won't pater porridge either. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Are you telling me that Marina is held like Beis Shammai, where we saw from our Mishnah that Mezoinus does not pater Mezoinus? Well, that's going according to Tanna Kamma, which if Beis Shammai is saying one way, it must be the Tanna Kamma's Beis Hillel. And we always go like Beis Hillel. So how can Marinas go like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel? And this whole kasha is predicated on understanding Afloi Maaseh Kedeira, that it's going on the last words, on the safe of the Tanna Kamma, that afloi maaseh kedeira means that the Tanna Kamma said parparis doesn't pater pas, and however maaseh kedeira porridge it would pater, comes along Beis Shammai and says, no, I agree with you, it doesn't pater pas, but the parparis doesn't even pater the maaseh kedeira. Let us see the Charedim inside, who explains this in more detail. The second wide line on top in the left-hand column, b'soifa loipater silsa kloimer lebisoif, at the end, kishibolechol hasoilis tzorech levorech barim minim mezoinis. He has to make a new bracha, barim minim mezoinis. Ah, he made a bracha on the gerizmasa, the loipater le pasabobikistin. That's the pshat of the Charedim and gerizmasa, pasabobikistin, which you make a pastry, you make a mezoinis. That does not free the sulta, the porridge. Af al pisha brachas and shava, even though the brachas are the same. Who porach talmud, the Gemara asks, ma, what is Marinus hold? Kebei shamai, bitmiya v'chi shavik, Rabbi Yeshua, Beis Hillel, Marinus, Rabbi Yeshua said that, that this halacha, is he going and leaving Beis Hillel, v'avid kebei shamai, v'kaimala, Beis Shammai, v'akam Beis Hillel, and a Mishnah, we hold that we always passing like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai in the place of Beis Hillel is not considered a Mishnah that you can rely on. And where do we see that Beis Shammai goes like Marinus, Rabbi Yeshua? The Beis Shammai Oimer, continuing in the Charedim, afloi maaseh kedeira, v'kos sal kedatech, the Gemara thought that what is the pshat in afloi maaseh kedeira? The Beis Shammai aseifa plea, that they're arguing on the last part of the Tanna Kamma. Diktani birchal parparis, dahainu pasabo bekisnan, kidafrishna b'mastisnan. If you made a bracha on the parparis before the meal, it doesn't pater the pas, you have to make a moitzi on the pas that comes afterwards by the meal. So pasabo Bekisnin does not pater bread, loy pater sapas. So we can be medayik from the Tanna Kamma, which is Beis Hillel. Pas hu deloy patra. You don't patra pasha b'chasi amaitzi. Avo maiske there porridge. Given the b'chasi nami bari minim zayin is patra. Tanakama basil holds that parparis possible b'kisten would patra porridge. Because they're both mezonos. Va'asu beishamai lemeimer, according to this pshat, beishamai is coming to argue on that seifa, that filamai skedera nami loy pater. Not only does parparis, which is mezonos, not pater pas, but parparis, which is mezonos, does not pater maisa kedera. So it comes out, Marinus holds, that's why Geriz Mosa does not pater sulta. That's like Beishamai. Beisil holds it does pater because they're both bar minimum zoinus. It only doesn't pater pas. How can you, Marinus Rabbi Yeshua, go like Beishamai? Makom Beisil, when we know Beishamai, Makom Beisil, lav Mishni. That is the Gemara's kasha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Divrei Akoilhi. This which Marinus Rabbi Yeshua, when he ate the grizmi and the soilas, he paskined that you do not pater the soilus, you have to make a bar minimum zonus, and we thought that that's only according to Beis Shammai, we'd be going against Beis Hillel. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, Divrei Akoilhi, that is something that Beis Hillel holds as well. And there's another machloikis here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. As the Freidim explains, Beis Shammai is not arguing on the Seifa, the last din of Beis Hillel, it's arguing on the Resha. And Rabbi Yossi now says, Birich ala pas, potteris a parparis, vesmaisa kedera, kedivri basilil. Basilil holds that if you eat bread and make a bracha on it, then you potter the peripheral dish and the porridge, both of them. Beishama yoimrim, that's according to basilil. Beishama yoimrim, loy potter es maisa kedera. You don't even pater maisa kedera, afloi maisa kedera, and you certainly do not pater the parparis. Beis Shammai disagrees with Beis Hillel on the resha. That's the machloikis. Avol im birich ala parparis tchilo. But in the case of Marinus, Rabbi Yeshua, where it was that somebody made a bracha on the parparis first, they made a bracha on the grizmi, which is a pasabal bekisnan, or it's a kind of dish where you make a bar minimum zainis, but it's eaten as an appetizer or a snack or a dessert. It's not an integral part of the meal. Then continues Rabbi Yossi, Kol Amamoide, everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Deloy Pater Sapas, Veloy Maisikadera, that the preparis before the Suda does not pater the pas, and neither does it pater the Maisikadera, the porridge. So Memela, in the case of Marunis Rabbi Yeshua, it's not going just according to Beis Shammai, it's even going according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are not arguing in the Seifa. Everyone agrees that the parparis does not pater the pas, and it does not pater the porridge as well. Let us see this inside in the Charedim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kloimer, Lava Seifa Pligi Beis Shammai. We began this sugya by saying that there's two ways to understand Beis Shammai, whether he's arguing on the Seifa or on the Resha. So it's not like we thought that Beis Shammai is arguing on the Seifa, and then it would come out that Marinus, but Rabbi Yeshua was holding like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, and the question was, why don't you pass him like Beis Hillel? Because Beis Shammai, Makom Beis Hillel, is not a Mishnah. The answer is that no, his din of Marinus, Rabbi Yeshua, is according to everybody. Even Beis Hillel would agree that you'd have to make a mezoinus on the porridge. Why? Devade kamri Beis Hillel ala parperes loy potra sapas. When they said in the Mishnah, in the Seifa, that the parperes does not pater pas, loy mishum de brechase amoitzi. It's not because a mezoinus can't pater a hamoitzi. And therefore we thought that, let's say they're both mezoinus, Beis Hillel would hold they could pater. That's not the reason of Beis Hillel. The reason of Beis Hillel that parparis is not pater pas, elamishum de choshev mazon tvemi parparis, because bread is considered more satiating than a periphery dish. Vahu adin deloy pater nami maisa kedera. Dehinami choshev mazon tvemi parparis. If we have a list, we would put bread on top as being the most mazon. Second would come maisa kedera, porridge. And third would come a cake. a pastry, a pasabal bekistan. That's in third place. So just like a parparis does not pater bread, because bread is much more muzin than parparis, parparis also does not pater maisa kedera, because maisa kedera is also more of a muzin than parparis. So the Chareidim is saying that in the final analysis, we hold that what Marinus Rabbi Yeshua Paskin was not only according to Beis Shammai, because there's no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everybody holds that a parparis not only doesn't pater pas, it doesn't pater maisa kedera, not because it's an issue of a bracha, but because in order to pater another item, even with the same bracha, it has to be as satiating as that other item. And therefore, parparis fails the test. It's not as satiating as pas, and it's not as satiating as maisa kedera. And therefore, if you ate the parparis first, you would always have to make a mezainis on porridge, on maisa kedera, and you'd have to make hamoitzi on pas. There's no way the parparis could pater you from that bracha according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ella, so where is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Areisha pligi. They're arguing on the first din of Beis Hillel. Diktani birchal apas paters of parparis, v'koshne maskedera, the choshev mazon tvei, mi parparis, v'dam yilapas mamish. Because Beis Hillel said in the Areisha that pas paters parparis, which is not so satiating, so certainly it will pater maisa kedera, which is more satiating than parparis. It's more comparable to pas. If pas can even pater parparis, it can certainly pater maisa kedera. So Beis Hillel said the chiddush, and it left over the obvious. The chiddush is that even parparis, it left over the obvious, which is maisa kedera. Va'asu Beis Shammai comes l'meber to say loy mi boy prepares to loy pater le pas. We hold that pas doesn't pater preparis. Ella filu maiskeder namely pater. It doesn't even pater something that's more similar to pas, which satiates more than preparis and is more comparable to bread, and that is porridge. Even that we paskin that the pas will not pater it. So this is the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the ratio, whether pas can pater parparis and maisa kedera. It comes out that Beis Hillel holds pas can pater both parparis and maisa kedera, and Beis Shammai holds pas can pater neither maisa kedera or parparis. But in the Shaila that we were discussing of Marinus Rabbi Yeshua, when you made a bracha on a parparis, could that pater maisa kedera? Next charedim, avlam birchal prepares tchila. So then we say that everybody is moida, even Beis Hillel is moida, that prepares cannot pater maisa kedera. So the charedim is bothered here with a question. So if so, why does it say in Beis Hillel that prepares is not does not pater pas, which gave us the impression that prepares could pater maisa kedera, and we thought then is machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel whether parparis can pater maisa kedera or not, and we had this whole problem against Marinus Rabbi Yeshua. Why didn't the Mishnah say something which would go around this whole issue? The Mishnah should have said that parparis cannot pater maisa kedera. Why didn't it tell us the bigger chiddush, that not only doesn't parparis pater pas, but it even doesn't pater maisa kedera, which is less of a muzzin than pas, but since it's more of a muzzin than parparis, parparis cannot pater it according to Beis Hillel also. Why didn't Beis Hillel say it? Says the Charedim, va'aydi detoni reisha pasu parparis, since in the reisha it had a case of pasu parparis, tona seifa pasu parparis, it gave the same, it wanted to make it symmetrical, we're talking about pasu parparis. Avavade de havale lemisna ala parparis loy pater maisa kedera, de havi rebusa tvei. That's what the Rajba says. The Rajba says, Avada, you're right. To make things simplistic, it should have said that parparis does not pater maisa kedera. And then we'd have a clear in Beis Hillel. We would see clearly that there's no machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel agrees to that. But yet it left it that parparis does not pater pas, because that was the ratio that pas paters parparis betoy chasuda. So he left it that parparis, kaita masuda, does not pater pas. But the bigger chiddush would have been to write, which is the reality, according to the Maskan of the Gemara here, that parperes does not patur maisa kedera. But the Rajba gives us a caveat to this. Because of a Rajba, the haina bestam, that's if you had no kavana. It comes out of you had two things that are mezoinis, and one is more filling than the other, like papyrus and maiskadera, that everybody agrees, beisham and beisil, that papyrus cannot patur maiskadera. That's only bestam. You didn't have kavana. Avalim kivain, kishabir chala papyrus lifter maiskadera, vade patur. But if you had kavana, that I'm doing it on something that's less satiating, I'm doing it on pastry, parperes, but I want on a pater, something that has a similar, the same bracha, mezoinis, which is porridge, then ein echanami v'yad kavana v'ari pater, v'uadin, im kiven bebirchas maisikadera, lifter up parperes, kiven bebirchasayar shavas. So in other words, if a person has kavana, then it doesn't matter what his mezoinis is on, whether it's on parperes, it'll pater maiskadera. It's on maiskadera, it will pater parperes. Because he had kavana beferish, and the both brachas are mezoinis. Our sugi was speaking about where he didn't have kavana bestam, then we pass in the parperes, both beishame and beisil hold, does not pater maisa kedera. So it comes out, we got two different mahalchim in beishamai, in the enigmatic words of Beishamai, v'afloi maiskadera, and we concluded that they're not arguing on the seifa, there everybody is moida, they're arguing on the ratio, what power does pas have to pater, Beishil says it paters everything, maiskadera paperas, Beishamai holds it paters nothing, neither paperas nor maiskadera. Continues the Gemara, Rav Abba, Rav Papi, boy, he had a shayla, hon, those people to achol soilus. He's eating, so it says the Pnei Moshe that this is maisikadera. He's eating porridge. Ubedate mechel pito, and he afterwards he had in das that he's going to eat a suda of bread. So he has to make a bracha mezoinus on birishoina, that's for sure. But what about a bracha achroina? Does he make an alamichya? Mahu mevorcha al sulta besaifa. At the end, the alamichya, would he make it, or would we say that he's yoitze with the birchas hamazon that he's going to make at the end of the suda of pas? The Pnei Moshe tells us that basically what Rav Abba Berei Rav Papi is asking is who is the halacha in this shiloh which we had before on Dav Samach Hei Amid Beis, because there we had a machloikus between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rav Abba, that if a person made a bracha on something where he has to make a bracha achroino, but he's eating it before a suda, do I say that he has to make that bracha achroino, or is he yotze with the benching? That was a machloikis. And it was the shita of Rav Abba, that even though he's going to bench, he does have to make an alamichya on the mezoinus that he ate before the meal. So the shaila is, who is the halacha like? This is how the Pnei Moshe, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, Divrei Hamaschel, Rav Abba Bered Rav Papa Boyi, it's around 10 lines down in the wide lines, and he says, in the middle of that Divrei Hamaschel, Le'il de Pligi Bar B'Shuvan Le'i Rav Abba, B'dvorim Hatunim Barach L'Achrein V'Ochlan L'Fnei Hasuda, and we had a machlokes, does the benching pater or not? And at the end, he says, boy, halacha k'divrei mi, who's the halacha like? Let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbanan de Kisrin, the Rabbanan of Caesarea, Pashtinla, they were pashtin to Shaila, they paskin halacha, like Rav Abba, that what? That sarech levorech besayif, that even though he's going to bench later, they do have to make a bracha achrona before the suda. So the halacha, the way the Yerushalmi is paskening, based on the Rabbanan de Kisrin, the rabbis of Caesarea, is that Rav Abba is correct, and in this situation, even though he's going to bench later, he should make a alamichya before the suda.